Hello there, sweethearts. My name is Avery Stone, but you will be calling me Miss Stone. You see, your owner has hired me to help train you while she's away. I'm sure you're well aware, but your owner works a very busy job and doesn't have the time to train you during the day. That's where I come in. Your owner and I have come up with a plan for what is best for you, and today starts your training. What she expects from her pet is good behavior. I understand that you've been here for a few months now. Do you know the rules yet? Tsk, tsk. That's not a very good sign, pet. That tells me you're more focused on having fun than your owner. I see why she called me now. This is not good. Not good at all. But I have always said I do enjoy a challenge. Are you going to be one? Now, where to begin? We have so much to go over. Proper greetings, learning the rules of the house, appropriate attires, chores list, learning tricks, your daily tasks, and so much more. But I don't want to overwhelm you, Pat. I know that's a lot to hear all at once. So, let's start simple. Just with the rules your owner already has in place for you. That should be easy enough for you to learn, right? Do you remember what the first rule is? You really don't know anything. Just a clueless little pet. At least you're cute. That's one thing you have going for you. So, the first rule is that you will always listen to your owner. Her word is your truth. Whatever she says, that's what you do. If she tells you to get her water, you eagerly get her the coldest water available. If she tells you to get changed because she doesn't like what you're wearing, then you do that. No questions asked. You're a pet. You don't have to make decisions for yourself anymore. You have someone else who can do it. Someone who loves you very much and only wants your best. These rules, they're only in your best interest, sweetheart. So you're going to always listen to your owner. She knows what's best for you. You don't. You're just a dumb little pet, aren't you? Oh, aren't you so cute? Knowing exactly where you belong. Knowing you aren't the smartest. You're just so adorable. If only you didn't have an owner, sweetheart. Alrighty. Rule number two. You are to ask for permission to do anything. You want water? You have to ask your owner if you're allowed to. Do you need to go to the bathroom? Well, you have to get permission from your owner. You're a pet. If you even want to shower, you need to ask for permission from her. Like I said about the previous rule, you are not allowed to make your own choices. Pets do what they're told, which means that you do what you're told. Someone else, someone who's smarter, someone who knows more than you, that's who makes your decisions now. All you have to do is submit yourself to them. It's really not hard to ask for permission to get a sweet snack, is it? No, It's not. Just like it's not difficult to listen to your owner. It makes her very happy. Has she ever even seen this sweet, obedient side of you? I think she would really like to see this side of you. So obedient, soaking up every word I say like a sponge. If you behaved like this for her, then she wouldn't have to bring in an outside teacher, would she? That's right, she wouldn't. Now, the third rule in place is that you are to refer to yourself in third person while referring to everyone else with honorifics. So, for example, if you were to ask for water, you would say, "Ma'am, this pet is thirsty. May I have some water?" This is to further cement that you are a pet and you have to listen to others. It's to remind you of your place underneath your owner, underneath me, underneath anyone who is superior to you. After all, you're just a dumb little pet. So from now on, you're going to listen to your owner. You're going to ask for permission to do things. You're going to use honorifics to reference anyone of a higher status than you. And most importantly, you will refer to yourself in third person. Let me see you try, pet. Let me see you ask for head pats, sweetheart. Oh, that's a good pet. So good for me. Remembering the rules, yes. Look at you. Something is actually sticking in that head of yours. I'm so proud of you, sweetheart. Yes, I am. Are you ready for the fourth rule? Your fourth rule is that you are always to keep your collar on. I understand that sometimes you want to take it off, whether it's to shower or to sleep, but that's not allowed. Your collar must stay on. It shows that you're owned, that you're not some stray available for adoption. Can you imagine how heartsick your owner would be if she came home and you weren't here? She loves you. She only wants the very best for you, sweetheart. That's why she hired me. That's why we're going over the rules again. These boundaries are set in place to keep you safe from others and yourself. Taking off your collar can be dangerous, sweetheart. So what are you not going to do anymore? Very good, pet. Your collar stays on. You will refer to yourself in third person. You will refer to everyone else with honorifics. You will ask permission to do anything. And perhaps, most importantly, you will listen to your owner. You will do what she commands. The only other handler you have to listen to is me, sweetheart. No one else can tell you what to do. No one else gets to control you, not even yourself. Just your owner and just Miss Stone. Understand? Very good. Now, for the fifth and final rule of today, you are not to make any human noises. Pets aren't supposed to talk unless asked directly by their owner. Has your owner given you permission to speak to me, sweetheart? Then you should be making noises like whimpers and whines, not making full sentences. Let me hear your best pet noise, sweetheart. Oh, that's so good. Do it again for me. Oh, that's it. That's a good little pet. So sweet for me. Yes, you are. You have the ability to be good, sweetheart. I know you do. So, now that you have had a little refresher of your rules, let's put them to the test, shall we? Hands and knees, pets. I want you face down, ass up, spreading your cheeks. Oh, that's good. That's how you should always behave. Instantly getting into position for your superior. When your owner tells you to do this, you're going to behave just like this. Just like you would for Miss Stone. Your owner and I are a team doing what's best for you, training you to be the best pet you can be. Now let me take a look at that hole of yours, pet. Keep holding your cheeks apart, and just like that, yes. I want to see everything, not just your asshole, sweetheart. Every inch of you. Don't keep anything hidden. Just like that, yes. Very good, pet. Here comes your first challenge. You have to remember all the rules while I prepare you for the strap. If you don't forget the rules, I'll even let you come on the strap instead of just edging you while your owner's away. Now keep your cheeks spread, sweetheart. Such a tight little hole for me to bury my tongue in. Licking around the entrance, my tongue keeps curling up inside you. That's it, Pat. Keep moaning for me. My tongue feels so good, doesn't it? Opening you up more and more for me. Gotta make sure you're ready for the strap, right? Come on. Keep your cheeks spread for me. Oh, opening up so beautifully for me. That's right, sweetheart. Oh. Miss Stone's tongue feels so fucking good, doesn't it? Moaning as my tongue fucks you. You better not come on it. What a shame it would be if the slut comes already. So delicious, pet. Just look at you, all wet and sloppy for me. Should be easy to take my strap now, shouldn't it? See how easy that was? Sliding in without any resistance. The strap easily presses against my G-spot as I find a rhythm. Yeah. You even remembered to make a wind for me instead of saying a word. What a good pet. Going to make sure these lessons stick with you today. Going to fuck them into your pretty little head. Yes, I am. That's the only way for you to get the point, isn't it? Feel it being fucked into your eager little hole. Oh, yes. Just look at you. Enjoying yourself already. Keeping your cheeks red, sweetheart. Oh, yes. Oh. Letting me see everything. Love watching how your ass jiggles with every thrust of my hips against you. Letting out sweet little moans for me. What a good pet. You're finally starting to get it, aren't you? You're going to listen to your owner from now on, right? It feels good to listen, doesn't it? That's because you're supposed to listen, not make choices. Making choices is too complicated for you, sweetheart. Yes, it is. Choices are best left to your superiors, aren't they? Yes, they are. Oh, that's it. Feels so good, taking my strap so well. It feels good to be filled, doesn't it? You needed this, to be reminded of where you belong, who you listen to, just how lucky you are. You started to let your ego get too big. Thought you were better than this. But you aren't. You're a slutty little pet, and this is what you deserve, right? Oh, that's fucking right, pet. So good for me, taking it so well. You're not going to call your owner by her first name anymore, are you? You're not going to try to call me by my first name, are you? No, that's not something pets get to do. Pets don't get to use people's first names. That's because these people are above you. They are your superiors. All superiors are supposed to be referred to with honorifics. It doesn't matter if you're fucking someone or just saying hello. There should be a mistress or a ma'am or something akin to that in the sentence. It's a sign of respect considering you're a lowly pet. Like this. Without any training or skills, you're basically just a hole. You don't want that, do you? That's why it's important for a pet to ask permission before the pet does anything. Oh, yeah. It's so important for the pet to always get permission from their owner. You're not in charge of yourself or your own actions. Not anymore. Your orgasms belong to someone who's not you. Oh, your pleasure is in the hands of someone else. Your body, mind, soul, it all belongs to someone completely different from yourself. You're a pet. You're meant to be taken care of. You're not supposed to make choices. You're not smart enough. It feels better when someone else makes the calls for you, doesn't it? That's how you end up feeling like this. My strap thrusting in and out of your slutty hole as you moan and whimper around me. Any words dying into a noise in your throat. It feels so good. You can't help but buck back. Trying to take the strap even deeper. Such a slut for it, pet. It's cute how you really can't control yourself. No wonder your owner called me. You definitely needed help with your training. You're such a needy little thing. Why don't you reach down and start touching yourself for me? Touch yourself in time with my thrust, sweetheart. Just like that, yes. Very good, pet. Keep it up. You want to show me that you can be good, don't you? And then keep touching yourself, matching my pace. You're going to remember your honorifics from now on. Everybody and anybody is going to be respected by you because you're a pet. You do what you're told. You respect those above you. Your superiors are the ones that take care of you. They make sure you're safe and loved and feel good. Oh, yeah. And you don't want that to stop, do you? You like it here, right? And this is for the best. Learning these lessons is for your own good, so you can stay safe from others and yourself. Your owner only wants what's best for you. I only want what's best for you. And that involves treating everyone with respect because you are such a slutty pet. Maybe if you respected them, they'll fuck you. And that's what you really want, isn't it? Oh, yes, it is. Just look at you, moaning so loudly, rocking desperately against your own hands, making such pathetic whimpers as I continue to thrust in and out of you. Oh, yeah. Fucking you nice and deep, watching you take every inch of my strap. That's it, sweetheart. You're doing so good for me, because you're a good pet, and you want to keep being trained, want to keep making others proud of you. You're going to keep your collar on from now on, aren't you? That's right. Your collar is not something you get to take off, pet. Not when you shower, not when you sleep. That's your owner's job. She decides when and where you wear the collar, not you. You don't make choices for yourself. You're just a silly pet, right? And a silly little pet like yourself can't make decisions because you would never make the right one. It's just easier to let Miss Stone make all your choices, to just do what you're told. It makes you feel good being obedient, doesn't it? Because you are always meant to be a pet, sweetheart. This is where you belong, being a good slut and taking my strap. It feels so fucking good to be a slutty little pet, doesn't it? Oh yeah, that's it. Oh fuck, that's right, sweetheart. Getting so close for me. Going to calm your cute little brains out, right? Oh, I know you are, sweetheart. Look at you, taking it so well. Pathetically rutting against your own hand. Touching yourself faster. Trying to match my thrust like a good pet. Oh, fuck. You're trying so hard to be good for me, sweetheart. It's so cute. Oh, you're making me so happy. Yes. Yes, you are. Keep it up. You're so close to coming, aren't you? Fuck. Don't want to mess it up now. Not when you're right on the edge. Can feel yourself almost tipping over. So desperate to come around my strap sluts. Oh, you're so cute when you get pathetic like this. I see why your owner has such a soft spot for you. Yes, I do. So sweet when you're well-behaved. If only you were like this all the time, then I wouldn't have had to come over and train you. Fuck. Oh, so close, sweetheart. Going to make me come too, aren't you? Going to show me what a grateful pet slut you are. Oh, yes. That's right. Make me come, sweetheart. Just like that, yeah. Oh, rocking your hips against me. Taking the strap even deeper. Fuck. Oh, you feel so fucking good. Pressing against my G-spot like that. So fuck that. Do you want to come with me? Let go, sweetheart. You've earned this. You've earned this orgasm for being such a good pet, for remembering all the rules. Let go, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Come with me. That's right, sweetheart. Let it all out. You did so good for me. Yes, you did. I'm very impressed, pet. I thought you were going to put up more of a fight, be a little bit more of a brat. But you weren't. You enjoyed yourself. You were good. Did you have fun? Even more than normal. I thought you might. You're a pet, sweetheart. It feels natural for you to submit. If you don't fight your instincts and just follow the rules, you're going to be a lot happier. I can promise you that. Your owner and I have your best interest at heart. We both want you well-trained. A well-trained pet is a well-loved pet. One that can be shown off and bragged about. That's all your owner wants. She wants to be proud of you. To be able to brag about you to her friends and family. Don't you want to be the pet that everyone is jealous of? Then you're going to keep seeing me twice a week for at least 6 months. Next time I see you, we will go over the other 5 rules. Understand? That a pet. Very good for me. Now, why don't you go wash up while I make some snacks for us? You've made quite the mess of yourself, and I think a shower is kind of necessary.